Well, Bam, the new one is called Special Teams. This is a long time coming.
Yeah, chunks of it have existed for a while.
When did you put the finishing touches on it?
Probably 6 weeks ago. You know, recorded a couple more songs and sent it up to Rick Probst, had him master it, and that was that.
Did you record it multiple locations?
Yeah, the first three songs were recorded with Brian Lovely over at his place.
That would be the Beat Parlor,
I believe. Beat Parlor, mm-hmm. That's right. Then I did a few at Marcos Sastry's place, some at Bob Niswonger's place, some at my own basement. Yeah, and then Rick Probst did some mixing, and he mastered it all.
When you're writing new material, are you doing it with any specific band or bunch of musicians in mind? You get around. Bam and the Troublemakers, Bluebirds, Bucket, Timmy Goshorn's band for a long, long time. When you're in the writing process, are you just trying to get a song out, or do you have something in mind for it?
Most of the time, I'm just writing, goofing around. But, you know, sometimes I try to write. Like for the Bluebirds, I've written a few songs. Okay, Mark, you sing this chunk, and Charlie, you sing that chunk, you know. But for the most part, I don't. I just kind of write and let it fall, you know.
Marathon Man appeared on the Bluebirds record.
Right.
Initially, now you've redone that.
Right.
Any changes in that?
Yeah, it's kind of a different version. It's a little slower. It's kind of Latin-y, you know.
Is that the way it perhaps originally was written, or is this a new take on it?
It's just kind of a new twist. I wanted it to be different. There's a version of it on that Brawny Lads album, the Bluebirds album. And there's also a version of it on Live Number 5, which is a Bluebirds CD.
So let's hear a little bit of the latest version of Marathon Man. This is from Bam Powell's brand new CD called Special Teams.
Hey, superhero, do a cheer. Tell me what's going on. Working mother, caring father, you know that the race is on. Keep a straight face and don't chase that rabbit. No, no, he'll take your legs. Cause you're racing time.
From Special Teams, the new record by Bam Powell and the Troublemakers, that was a little bit of Marathon Man, a song that's been done, as you said, a couple of different times.
Right.
Or three, actually, if you count the live version from Live Number 5.
I was goofing around with it. Mike Fletcher was over at the house, and we started goofing with it then, you know. And then I had Randy Villars over, and he had just got a brand new clarinet. And I said, bring it. We'll try it out, you know. And he also played keyboards on it, and it just kind of went that way.
Who did? Randy did?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you have any other special guests on that tune?
Oh, yeah. A very special guest. Grace Powell, my youngest daughter.
I think that is so cool.
Yeah.
Did that take any arm twisting, or did she just hop to it?
No, she is a disciple of show choir. She goes to Loveland High School, and they're so into the show choir thing, and she just loves singing. So I set her up with a microphone and some headphones. I said, here's what I want you to do. She ran through it once.
Bingo.
And I said, give me one more shot. Boom, nailed it.
She made top dollar on it too, didn't she?
She did. Mm-hmm. She made some real good money on that one.
Hey, getting back to songwriting, what is your process? Lyrics first, music first, or does that go back and forth?
That does go back and forth. Sometimes I'll have a strong thematic idea, like Shop Mom and Pop. I had that idea, and I could just hear James Brown going, break the chain, shop mom, pop. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I kind of had that floating around in my head. Now, it didn't turn out quite like that. But, you know, it's still a funky tune, and it's got Dixies on it and Clyde Browns on it. You know, it's pretty authentic as far as the real soul dogs of Cincinnati. sometimes I'll have themes, and then sometimes I'll just be goofing around on a keyboard, or I got a little pad that I've got set up that's got bass notes and chords on it, and I'll be whacking around. Something will pop up. And then sometimes I just almost write a poem and then put music to that. Uh-huh. So I'm kind of scattered. I don't really have a method.
Well, you mentioned Mr. James Brown. I'm wondering who, I'm sure he was and is. Who else were your musical influences growing up?
You know, I grew up in the 60s, you know, the Beatles and the Beach Boys and all that kind of. Really, the Beach Boys were the first band. I used to go up the street, and this guy had a real good stereo, not one with crayon marks all over it like ours was. And he actually had all the records, and he loved the Beach Boys, and we'd sit there and singing along with the Beach Boys. Mm-hmm. And that kind of got me a harmony aspect to things. But then really, as I started playing, which was when I was like 12, we had a band way before we knew how to play.
And are you originally on drums at 12?
Well, I was going to be the bass player, but nobody had a bass guitar, of course. Mm. But somebody showed me, all right, here's your dot. You play, you know, we had Walk, Don't Run, probably. Mm-hmm. You know, here's your spot, you know. But the drummer couldn't play. He kept goofing it up, you know. So we traded, you know. I said, here's your dot, and I can do that. So I might have been a bass player. Who knows?
Interesting.
But as far as my real musical influences, it was the local guys. You know, at a young age, I was kind of playing with guys that were older than me. They took me over to Hamilton, to the Halfway. It was a bar out on Route 4, and at that time, it was in the middle of nowhere. And all these guys that were old Lonnie guys, they had all played with Lonnie Mack, or they were King guys. Some of them were in James Brown's white band. You know what I mean? They said James back in the day had a black band and he had a white band. Anyway, these guys were stone R&B guys. They knew about the Beatles, but they were going, they're pretty good. You know, you know, they were already formed. So it was guys like Bo Dollar and Paul Castater, these drummers that really got me. That was like, oh, they're not playing.
Yeah.
What are they doing, you know? So I think those guys had more of an impact on me, really, than anybody, because I could stand there and watch them and really feel it coming off of the stage. So I think my influences are pretty local, really.
Let's hear a little of that funky groove on that first track, Shop Mom and Pop.
Mom and Pop, Shop Mom and Pop. Change. Well, take it to the street and shake that thing.
That thing.
Why you wanna go to that big box store? That's what mom and pop is for. Mom and pop got a name and a face. Keep it a real, got a funky little place. Mom and pop,
well,
shop mom and pop.
Well,
break the chain, shop mom and pop.
Here with Bam Powell. That's first track on the brand new one called Special Teams, Bam Powell's latest record, Shop Mom and Pop, along with Brian Lovely production there. Do you have, looking over your fairly large body of work, is there a song that you have written that kind of rises to the top as, that's a good song, I'm proud of that. Don't be modest.
Well, there's one that I wrote. It's called Destined to be a Four-Lane, and that one kind of resonates. That one's one of those songs that just went plop. It was almost like, I didn't really write it. I just kind of wrote it down, you know, so to speak. You know, it was like already there, floating around. It's just like a songwriter song. I think that might be my best one. That's on the first Troublemakers record.
Yeah.
You know, thinking back on your childhood, of course, the way things were before everything changed. And and it just resonates with a lot of people, I think, all the time.
There's another one of yours from that record. I believe it's on that record, too, that whenever I hear, I play it real loud, but whenever I hear it, it just gives me the best feeling. That's one called Remember.
Oh, yeah.
I love that. And that's looking back on the good old days as well.
Yeah, that's kind of from a different perspective. At least the way I meant it was, you know, everybody starts griping about the kids. You know what I mean? And it's like, hey, now, remember now. We came from that generation where we did about everything we could do to make the older generation as upset as possible. Yes.
We did a pretty doggone good job of it, too.
We were good at it.
Yeah. Been visiting with Bam Powell. The new one is called Special Teams. And where is it available? Everybody shake it, the usual spots?
Right. Now, I don't have it online at the moment. You can also get it out of the trunk of my car at any gig I'm having to be playing.
That's how we roll.
That's right. Hey, I got something here for you.
Best of luck to you. Always great to catch up.
Thank you so much for having me, Brian.
With Bam Powell, and I'm Brian O'Donnell for Around Cincinnati.